1. How to stay motivated at work.
Of course, Dan. 1. Start your day with a purpose. Motivation starts before you even get to your desk. Instead of just going to work, set a small intention for the day. Ask yourself, what's the one thing I want to accomplish today that will make me feel proud? It could be finishing that report, making progress on a project, or even connecting with a colleague. When you have a clear purpose, you're less likely to feel like you're just drifting through tasks. 2. Break big goals into small wins. A giant project can feel overwhelming. That's when procrastination sneaks in and motivation slips out. The trick? Break it into bite-sized milestones and celebrate each one. For example, if you're launching a campaign, your milestones could be research, design, approval, launch. Every time you check one off, you get a mini dopamine hit, and that fuels your momentum. 3. Personalize your workspace. Your environment affects your energy. A cluttered, dull workspace can drain you without you realizing it. Add things that inspire you, a plant, a motivational quote, a vision board, even your favorite mug. When your space feels uplifting, it's easier to feel uplifted yourself. 4. Build in energy breaks.
Energy breaks.
Yes, motivation isn't just mental, it's physical. Sitting at your desk for hours can make you sluggish. Schedule short breaks, stand, stretch, grab a glass of water, or take a quick walk. These moments refresh your brain and prevent burnout, making it easier to stay motivated through the day. 5. Surround yourself with positive energy. We're all influenced by the people around us. If you're constantly around negativity, it's going to pull you down. Seek out colleagues who are supportive, enthusiastic, and solution-focused. Motivation is contagious, so make sure you're catching the right kind.
Ooh, that's a helpful strategies. Can you recap them for our listeners, Jenny?
Of course, Dan, with my pleasure. Here's a quick recap. 1. Start your day with a purpose. 2. Break big goals into small wins. 3. Personalize your workspace. 4. Build in energy breaks. 5. Surround yourself with positive energy.
Thanks a lot for those tips, Jenny. There's any last word you want to share with us today?
Yes, try one or two of these this week, and notice the difference in your mood and productivity.
And now we are reached to the end of the episode today. Let's recap the important vocabulary we have learned today. One, intention, a clear plan or purpose for what you want to achieve. Example, set an intention for your day before starting work. Two, milestone, a small step or checkpoint that marks progress toward a bigger goal. Example, finishing the research stage of a project is an important milestone. 3. Momentum, the energy that keeps you moving forward once you've started something. Example, small wins give you momentum to keep going. 4. Burnout, extreme tiredness or loss of motivation caused by too much work or stress. Example, taking energy breaks helps you avoid burnout. 5. Contagious, motivation is contagious, something that spreads easily from one person to another. Example, surround yourself with positive people because motivation is contagious. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to like and subscribe Easy Peasy Learn English podcast, share it with a friend who needs a motivation boost, and let me know your favorite topics for the next episode. Until next time, stay motivated, stay inspired, and keep showing up as your best self.